And I, as you probably can suspect, because I've not been able to put this up. This reading is not going to be, I'm not going to be able to type this, but if you can, please check out this book. I mentioned this in the previous show that I wasn't able to get put those edits, because stuff comes up during the course of the show, and so I go back and I edit them and edit the text, and as you know, not able to do that with this page. So we'll see what we can do about that. Continuing. The only ancient evidence suggesting legal barriers to abandonment is in the testimony of the historian Dionysius of Halicarnassus, who twice refers to a law of Romulus requiring Romans to rear all their male children. But his account is self-contradictory, based on no known source, written 7 centuries after the alleged event, and supported by no other documentation, legal, historical, or literary. He may have derived the idea from confusion with laws attributed, perhaps also falsely, to Sparta or Thebes. Or is it Thebes? Don't know. But it could also be a fantasy about a simpler time when people behaved more responsibly. Even in Dionysius's account, it would be legal for parents to abandon girls beyond the first daughter. And early imperial writings assume both that it was legal for parents to abandon children and that many did so. Although some of the texts are of arguable authority and easily misread, and again, we have to keep in mind as we listen to this excerpt about Rome, we are talking about the elite. This is an elite practice, which in times of extreme hardship only, of course, over the centuries, did we see rural folk ever engage in. Continuing. A controversia, and that's a word that's a Latin word, a controversia of the elder Seneca concerns a man who collects exposed children and cripples them so that they will be more effective at begging. Most of those involved in the debate, and I'm going to go ahead and read the note associated with that. Note that crippling is elsewhere associated with abandoned children as an identifying sign, for example, in the case of Oedipus, and it seems quite possible that children with some deformity were particularly likely to be abandoned in the first place. None of the speakers in this debate, this controversia of the elder Seneca, alludes, however, to either of these facts. Continuing, that was his footnote. Most of those involved in the debate are understandably horrified by the cruelty of the man's actions, and several speakers suggest that it would have been better for the children to die. But neither horror nor blame is focused on the action of the abandoning parents. One side even argues that the state is harmed through the man's behavior because of the injury to the parents who cannot take action themselves. This is the more striking because the controversiae are as concerned with moral as with legal values and often exaggerate to the extent of condemning behavior which was commonly tolerated and even expected. It was, moreover, not long after this that the emperor Claudius declared that slaves who were abandoned because of old age or infirmity were automatically free, while children of any class could apparently be abandoned to a life of cruelty and suffering. In another Controversia, and we're sticking with Seneca here. In another Controversia, a father who had abandoned twin sons locates them and offers to repay the foster father the cost of their upbringing if he will return them. The discussants assume throughout that this is the sole requirement for the natal father to reassert his authority over the children. The foster father wanted to keep one of the boys, however, and constrained the father to agree to this as the price of the other. I mean, I urge all we who are listening not dismiss what we're hearing as from some prior historical era and that it bears no relation to today. That we have to begin hearing, feeling, thinking with our hearts and recognize that these ancestors are not of a different species from us, that we are them. We are here to attend to their unmet pleas. Unmet pleas. You know, like that biblical quote we cited in an earlier show. I cried, I begged, and you did not weep. You did not weep for me. This is what we're doing as we attend to their history. That is our history. That is in all of us. That is the legacy of pain we are healing when we get free.